Blog Talk Radio.
Not only is he the community, he is the educator. Check him out.
Wally Muhammad plays the music like I like to hear: jazz, steppin', blues, and the great hits by us. Yeah, the mighty, mighty Dells. Wally Muhammad plays the music like I like to hear: jazz, steppin', blues, and the great hits by us. Yeah, the mighty, mighty Dells. Thank you.
communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul. And a good afternoon to you. This is Waleed Muhammad, the communicator, and we're communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul. And welcome to Blog Radio, our special blog edition every Saturday from noon central, 1 o'clock Eastern time. And the number to call, write it down. You can tell your friends, 805-727-7013. Let's communicate.
Thank you.
from.
And my mother bought all himself a deck of old bread. What's going on?
Folks say Papa would they borrow steel to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama. Folks say Papa never worked much on the weekend. Christmas time chasing, moving and breaking.
Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me
the truth. Mama looks up with a steel on the
steel. Well, well, well.
Communicating positive thoughts, positive images, with a message to your mind, your body, and your soul.
Then said a rich man, speak to us of giving. And he answered, you give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give. For what are your possessions but things you keep in guard for fear you may need them tomorrow and tomorrow? What shall tomorrow bring to the overprudent dog burying bones in the trackless sand as he follows the pilgrims to the holy city? And what is fear of need but need itself? Is not dread of thirst when your well is full the thirst that is unquenchable? There are those who give little of the much which they have, and they give it for recognition, and their hidden desire makes their gifts unwholesome. And there are those who have little and give it all. These are the believers in life and the bounty of life, and their coffer is never empty. There are those who give with joy, and that joy is their reward. And there are those who give with pain, and that pain is their baptism. And there are those who give and know not pain in giving, nor do they seek joy, nor give with mindfulness of virtue. They give as in yonder valley the myrtle breathes its fragrance into space. Through the hands of such as these, God speaks, and from behind their eyes he smiles upon the earth. It is well to give when asked, but it is better to give unasked through understanding. And to the open-handed, the search for one who shall receive is joy greater than giving. And is there aught you would withhold? All you have shall someday be given. Therefore, give now, that the season of giving may be yours, and not your inheritors. You often say, I would give, but only to the deserving. The trees in your orchard say not so, nor the flocks in your pasture. They give that they may live, for to withhold is to perish. Surely he who is worthy to receive his days and his nights is worthy of all else from you, and he who has deserved to drink from the ocean of life deserves to fill his cup from your little stream. And what desert greater shall there be than that which lies in the courage and the confidence, nay, the charity of receiving? And who are you that men should rend their bosom and unveil their pride, that you may see their worth naked and their pride unabashed? See first that you yourself deserve to be a giver and an instrument of giving. For in truth, it is life that gives unto life, while you who deem yourself a giver are but a witness. And you receivers, and you are all receivers, assume no weight of gratitude, lest you lay a yoke upon yourself and upon him who gives. Rather rise together with the giver on his gifts as on wings. For to be over-mindful of your debt is to doubt his generosity, who has the free-hearted earth for mother and God for father. Then an old man, a keeper of an inn, said, Speak to us of eating and drinking. And he said, Would that you could live in the fragrance of the earth and like an air plant be sustained by the light. But since you must kill to eat and rob the newly born of its mother's milk to quench your thirst, let it then be an act of worship, and let your board stand an altar on which the pure and the innocent of forest and plain are sacrificed for that which is purer and still more innocent in man. When you kill a beast, say to him in your heart, By the same power that slays you, I too am slain, and I too shall be consumed. For the law that delivered you into my hand shall deliver me into a mightier hand. Your blood and my blood is naught but the sap that feeds the tree of heaven.
educating positive thoughts, positive music, with a message to your mind, body, and soul. I'm Wally Muhammad. Welcome to The Communicator. We're listening to Brother Ronnie Laws on the soprano saxophone. Beautiful tune called Grace. We need grace. We need God's grace. A wonderful song for you and yours and yours. And we also heard from a classic poetry by Khalil Gibran called The Poet. The Prophet, that is. The Prophet. And it talks about on giving and on feeding and having your own life together, helping to help each other, feed each other, food, shelter, clothing, and understanding. We also heard from The Temptations before that. Classic tune by The Temptations. Papa Brother, Rolling Stone. Starting off with Leon Huff, and I'm not jiving, I'm jamming. Hoping we're doing just that as we continue to communicate.
Which I knew why I'm so in love. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love. Run away. If I were white, I'd run away. Like a fool in love, and pray you'll save your love for me. I can feel it, even when you're not here. Can't conceal it. I really love you, my dear. And though I know love can come from loving you, I can't do a thing. I'm so in love with you. So don't help me, please. Have mercy on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I see. Darling, please save your love for me. You may have some doubt, but for crying out loud, darling, please save your love for me.
Communicate positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul.
Never, never, never will I marry.
to wander. Solitary, wide my world, never on my bed, never, never, never.
Thank you. the mercy for redeeming. Oh, mankind, we created you from a single pair of a male and female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know each other. Not that you may despise each other, but there are the most honored of you in the sight of Almighty God. Is he who is the most righteous of you. And God have full knowledge and is well acquainted with all things. My beloved brothers and sisters, we should seek for a good and a healthy marriage through and with the guidance of Almighty God, and know that there is, it cannot be a good marriage if there is no good relationship. But good relationship begins with honesty, trust, and a fear of God. But if a man or woman desires to please each other, the simplest way to do that, my sisters and brothers, is by pleasing Almighty God. And God has no desire to make things hard or complicated for us. But we complicate and make things hard for ourselves. And we are made for ourselves a hellish environment that steals away the peace that one should find in a good relationship. For we build a good relationship with leading to a good marriage. We build this on confidence and we build it on trust. We cannot build it on outside looks alone, and we certainly can't build it on us. It's like a field. It's something that we cultivate. We must iron out and smooth out all the lumps and pieces. We keep our marriage. It's nothing I do that I know of a marriage. Not even until death do we part. For words alone cannot make a marriage work. A true marriage must come from the heart. But whatever we do, we should do it in the proper spirit. But it is the spiritual part of us that comes with time. But we merely run a race against time, my brothers and sisters. We shall surely lose. For man, by merely attending to his material gain, for he can only show a part of it. He has faith, and contributes to the social welfare by directing and encouraging other people on the path of truth and justice. For no man walks alone, for faith is an armor, and life cannot be based on the material things alone, but on faith and standards that have been set by our faith. For faith is our armor, which wards all the wars and worries of the material world. And a righteous life is our positive contribution to a spiritual aspect. My beloved sisters and brothers, it is said that fools reign, where wise men fear to try. Patience and understanding in a relationship leads to a strong marriage. If there is no good and strong relationship, how can there be a good and a healthy marriage? Surely a wise and a God-fearing man or woman look before they leave. They look to God for guidance and direction. Therefore, it is not wise to rush into a marriage for all the wrong reasons. It is not wise to rush into a marriage for no reason. But when the heat wears off and the hormones start kicking in, and you decide that this is not what you really want, then what? Lives have been disrupted. Babies conceived, families are involved. The pain and disruption is too great for the brothers to make bad choices.
That her material wealth exceeds you.
as I see, so be it. Can we be afraid to be happy? Because we think we have too much to share, or too much to give. We cling with grief to all the wrong things, for all the wrong reasons, and we give up ourselves a hell. We cannot be afraid to share what we have, but count our blessings that we do have. And we should not be fearful of each other, but we should be fearful of the chastisement of Almighty God for any wrongdoing. But we cannot or should not be puffed up or arrogant because of what we may have at this time. But we should put our trust in Almighty God. If we put our trust in anything, let us put our trust in Almighty God for all other things to fail. This is the truth, my sisters and brothers, and there is no pretense about it. It is for our own good, but if we reject it and follow evil, the Lord will be our own. And know that we make mistakes in life, but the mistakes that we make in life, just a part of living. And all the good that we do in life is just another part of it. But let not your heart be troubled. Forgiving and sharing is just a part. And let no man put fear in you, but put your trust in Almighty God. Say, I will make my way in this world, for man can only block me. So I will stand on the stage of righteousness. For I know only God can stop me. But it is His desire that each of us to the highest height extent, and that we be lifted up in mind and spirit to exceed the depths of hell. But it is a coward who gives up in life. And it is a fool who stumbles. But the wise ones strive and keep on striving, trying hard to reach the top. So if you reach the top of the ladder, let's say your goal, you might have a chain. Don't look back down on the world around you. I mean the same world that gave you a hand. Sisters and brothers, don't make believe you don't know each other. Don't let a little success make your memory fail. It's a long way, sisters and brothers, back down that ladder. And it's possible that you may know. It's just the word of warning. Those who may not know their own. When the ladder gets weak and you reach for a hand, you may look. And your brethren, yes, maybe. My beloved sisters and brothers, love each other as a prophet. And trust in God with all your heart. And do not cling and hassle over the material things of this world. Love each other. Respect each other. Remember that in the end, my beloved sisters and brothers, all of the materialistic things, they shall pay. Peace be unto you.
Communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, body, and your soul. Isn't that beautiful? Music and poetry to think about. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Sister Shahida Kayam, let's keep our relationships in good order. Keep them healthy. Keep love alive.
Look out from within, perform your faith
signs of a race you never can win. I
know it's hard when walk the line, and you want to run, but there's no place to hide.
You need a friend to let you in life, don't you sure?
Thank you.
more weeks, old girl. And you become a habit to me. Ooh, I'm loving you. A little too long. I don't want to stop now. Oh. With you, my life has been so wonderful. Can't stop now. I've been loving you a little too long. I don't stop now. Oh, oh, oh. I've been loving you a little too long. I don't want to stop now. Oh, 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 oh. And don't make me stop there. Oh, baby, because I don't need. Please don't make me stop there.
Communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, body, and your soul. Beautiful music by Otis Redding. I've been loving you too long to stop now. Our theme for today is communicating relationships. Love, be one another.
You're the sweetest thing I know. You feel the rainbow glow. There's no power on this earth to separate us.
They only say, I love you.
Positive music to your mind, body, and soul. The OJs, you are my sunshine. Thank you so very much for listening. Don't forget, our number to call, 805-727-7013. Let's communicate. See you next week. Peace be unto you. Thank you.